Well, hello there. The show is called Knock on Wood, and you're listening to Steve Charney, the fellow who brings it to you. We have some fun today, as we usually do. I think we always do. At least I do. I have a lot of fun doing this show, even if you don't have fun listening to it, but I think you do. That's why you keep tuning back again over and over and over again, week after week, month after month. John Hartford, he's singing a very funny song, and Spike Jones always sings funny songs. Harry's going to be in. We're going to be interviewing Josh Greenberg. We're going to start off with something peppy, I suppose. I usually try to start with something peppy, get everybody in the mood. This is a Disney fun food songs. The ants are marching. That Donald Duck, he's something, isn't he? Walt Disney, been around for a long time. And I suspect they're going to be around for even a longer period of time. You know, they don't seem to be slowing down at all. Okay, let's see. This is Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charney. Oh, here's Harry. All right, my man!
Yes, Steve! Look at this new dart gun I just got.
Ooh, Harry, be careful with that thing. You could poke your eye out with it, you know that.
But even if I did poke my eye out with that, I could just pop it back in, right?
That's disgusting.
Hey, I made a wand! What's the big deal here? My eyes are marbles.
Can we change the subject?
Anyway, don't worry, because my new dart gun has suction cups on the end of the darts.
Don't shoot it around here, okay? You could break something.
Steve, don't worry. Be happy.
Stop waving that thing around. Is it loaded?
Yeah, but Steve, don't worry. It's not gonna... Whoops!
Harry, look, it just hit the ceiling. Ah! Look what you've done!
I had no idea my little dart gun could cause so much damage.
See what you've done? The ceiling's falling. Oh, no! Oh, no! Ah! Oh, that's just great. You've broken the show.
What do you mean I've broken the show?
You broke Knock on Wood. Now what are we going to do?
How can you break a show?
Look, the whole section of the show that's in this area right here, the upper right part of the radio for you listeners at home, it's broken. Well, I hope you're satisfied, Harry.
So what does that mean?
All right, let me show you. Let's say I want to play a record using this turntable right here. Well, this record player is in that part of the show that is now broken. Listen to this. Listen to this record that I was going to play later.
Your lesson's over. Here, sit down in this ear. 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 Here, sit down in this ear.
The show is broken!
Sit down in this ear.
I had no idea.
Let me show you something else. I have a sound effect of a woman laughing. Now, when I play it over on this part of the show, Harry, it sounds fine. No problem, right, Hat?
You're right, Steve. That's a pretty normal sound effect for this show.
But if I move it over to here, listen to this, Hat. See? Suddenly, a female laughter isn't quite the same thing, isn't it? That's because the show is broken! How can we have a show when you've broken it to bits?
Well, not to bits, Steve. Just its, like, arm.
Now watch what happens if I say something when I'm over here near the broken part. See,
whatever I say speeds up and then slows down. It's absolutely horrible.
And then sometimes I skip. And then sometimes I skip. And then sometimes I skip. And then sometimes I skip.
Get over here where the part isn't broken. Come over here!
And then sometimes
I skip. Will you come over here?
Oh. Yeah, that's better. This show is definitely broken, and you did it.
I'm sorry. Well, what are we going to do?
Well, we'll have to repair it. We'll use surgical procedures.
We're going to operate on the show?
Exactly. And you'll be my assistant.
Nurse Harry. I like the ring it has.
Well, we're going to need these following items, Sarah. You round them up. I made a list here. And while I suit up and wash my hands, I want you to get these things. This is a delicate operation. If I mess it up, this show could die.
Well, judging from the joke, Steve, it already has.
Don't be funny.
That's my point. I'm not being funny. That's why it's died.
Well, we can still save it. It's just a multiple fracture. In the meantime, we're going to hear this song. It's pretty appropriate. John Hartford.
All right. Now this is a song about phonograph records. This is a song about phonograph records. Don't leave your records in the sun. They'll warp and they won't be good for anyone. Don't leave your records in the sun. They get all wavy and they just won't run. They just won't play, 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 just won't play no more. Well, I had this record that I really did like. It was the last one they had in the store. I left it laying on the car back seat, and now it just won't play no more. Records in the sun, they'll warp and they won't be good for anyone. Don't leave your records in the sun, they get all wavy and they just won't run. They just won't play, just won't play, just won't play, just won't play, just won't play. No more.
John Hartford, don't leave records in the sun. Who remembers what a record is? Yeah, now I guess kids see records the way I used to see 78s when I was growing up. Those old things! Yes. Well, I've still got enough of them. If you're a record collector and you like to collect old comedy songs, well, it's you got a number of them. It's actually big business. A lot of people are still collecting records because a lot of that old good stuff isn't on CD yet. Maybe never will be, either. Now, for those of you tuning in late, this is Knock on Wood, by the way. I am Steve Charney. Harry brought in this new dart gun and shot it off when I told him not to. He broke the show. There's no other way of putting it, Harry. Knock on Wood is now broken.
I'm sorry. I didn't know the show had such a delicate constitution.
Now, did you get the items we'll need to operate with?
Yes, I did. They're right here, Steve.
Good. Let's go over to the part that's broken and we'll start work.
Be careful, Steve. You know what happened last time you ended up over there? You kept repeating yourself.
Well, I'll stay out of the broken part except for my hands. Now, your job, Nurse Harry, is to hand me the proper items when I need them.
Okay, Steve.
It's a very delicate operation. If I make a mistake, who knows what would happen to the show.
I know, Steve, but you'll do well. You'll do well. I know you, Steve.
Okay. Scalpel.
Scalpel.
Sponge.
Sponge.
Okay. Fruit.
Fruit.
No, not the apple. You can't operate on a show like this with an apple. That would be just plain mean. Give me the banana.
Sorry. Banana.
That's better. Okay. Joy buzzer.
Joy buzzer.
Good. Okay. Shoehorn.
Yeah, where's the shoehorn? Okay, shoehorn.
Good. Elmer's glue.
Glue. Okay, there's the glue.
Okay.
How's it going, Bones?
I'm a ventriloquist, Jim, not a doctor. Underarm deodorant.
Deodorant.
Overarm deodorant.
Deodorant.
Under leg deodorant.
Deodorant.
Under dog deodorant.
Roar, roar.
Clamp.
Clamp.
Lamp.
Lamp.
Stamp.
Stamp.
Ouch. Ouch. Ah. Okay, nurse. Close for me.
Bye-bye, everyone.
What are you doing?
You wanted me to close the show, didn't you?
Just finish up here. And I don't want to catch you eating the rest of that banana. That's for the patient.
Was the operation a success, Doctor?
Well, we'll find out when we play this next recording. If it doesn't skip, we'll be fine. If it does, well, the damage may be irreparable. And this could be our last program.
Well, you know what Freud used to say, Steve?
No, I don't. What did Freud used to say?
Dream on!
Trembled at his touch. We were trading sigh for sigh. Later on I realized I loved him much too much. Now you'll see what finally transpired. He broke my heart in three places: Seattle, Chicago, and New York. He led me on those wild goose chases, but brother, I trailed him like a hawk. It started in the moonlight, we drifted on a lake. Neat stars aglow, I whispered, oh, give my heart a break. So he broke my heart in three places: Seattle, Chicago, and New York. Montana, Smoky Mountain, North Carolina, Marietta, South Carolina, Abercrombie, North Dakota, Running Water, South Dakota, Swatomi, Kansas, San Antonio, and Texas, Cusco, Women, Gold, Alaska, Winnebago, Nebraska, Pocatello, Idaho, and Albuquerque, New Mexico, Buena Vista, Colorado, Carson City, and Nevada, Kalamazoo, and Michigan, and Lebanon, and Oregon, Mankato, Junction, Minnesota, Winnipeg, and Manitoba.
Spike Jones, yeah. Well, Harry, if we got through that, I guess the show is probably fixed, huh?
Oh, yeah, Steve, but it looks like the scar we get operated on is a little sensitive, so if you touch it like, you know, if you touch it like right here like this, you don't have any problem.
Oh, don't do that. Don't touch that section of the show. It's got to recuperate. It's got to heal.
Yeah, Steve, if you touch it right there, there's weird stuff goes on. It's funny.
Don't do that. Listeners will get upset. Not to mention the show. The show will get upset.
You're right, Steve. I shouldn't touch it. Right.
Stop it. Don't touch it there. It's got to recuperate. It's got to at least for a few hours before it's all better. It's got bandages and all sorts of things. The show should go to the infirmary.
It's true, Steve. Maybe after the show. You think it could last this long?
I don't know. Does it have a fever?
Well, I don't know. The tape recorder seems a little hot.
Mm-hmm. I think it has a fever. We have to give it some tea and some aspirin.
Yeah, Steve. And you don't want to touch it right there because this weird thing happens when you do.
Yeah, okay, just leave it alone. Let's listen to Josh Greenberg now. This is the Mother Goose Jazz Band. Mary Had a Little Lamb. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Josh about some of the trials and tribulations of producing a cassette like this and a song this complex.
Yeah.
Mary Had a Little Lamb. Wonderful. The Mother Goose Jazz Band, and that's led by Josh Greenberg, who lives in the Albany area. I love that recording so much, I thought I'd invite him in. Really wonderful. Josh, welcome to Knock on Wood.
Thanks. It's good to be here, Steve.
Sure, it's fun. It's fun to hear how these things are put together. Let me ask you a question. Did you go to professional music school?
Yes, I did. I went to the College of St. Rose. I have a degree in music education, but I had a wonderful time learning about composition there. That's actually why I went back to school. I had played in bands, and I really desired to learn how to write the music out and manipulate it to make things work out and be clean-sounding to avoid the mistakes.
I'm envious. I always should have gone to music school. Instead, I went to art school. You see what I'm doing. I haven't drawn a picture or taken a photograph in 20 years, but I could have used some music. And it shows. It shows the quality of these recordings that you have on this cassette.
Thank you.
Yeah, you really know what you're doing. What was the story with those kids? They're beautiful voices. Were they professional singers, or you just were able to direct them?
Well, there actually are some professional singers in that group. Some of those children, I am a music teacher, and I have taught some of those students. As a matter of fact, three of the children on that tape are my own children.
Okay.
So
how many do you have?
They're singing all the time. I have three children, Karina, Carl, and Abe. And
hi, guys.
Hi, Karina, Carl, and Abe. And they're in South Colony Schools. There are some friends and students from Gilderland Schools, North Colony Schools, and some of those kids actually are professionals. They sing in commercials, they sing in area shows, musical shows, and really have a lot of professionalism in their attitude and in their performance.
Did you have to direct them strongly, or pretty much they just picked up on it and sang, you know, right the first time?
No, it really is hard work, and I appreciate the time that they put in the studio. It's not easy. Many times you have to do songs 10 times, and you listen back to it, and you try to get it as right as you possibly can. And we take some breaks, and I would always bring some popsicles, and we were lucky at the studio. They had a pinball machine, and so they had a good time, but they worked hard for it, and I think that they did an excellent job.
It shows. Beautiful chorus. Thanks a lot. Josh Greenberg here, talking about his Mother Goose Jazz Band. And Josh, thanks a lot again.
Thank you very much, Steve. Great to be here.
Now I'll admit I split bananas, take Easter eggs and make them die. But I never harmed an onion, so why should they make me cry? Well, once I saw salad dressing, my face got radish, my oh my. But I never harmed an onion, so why should they make me cry? Potatoes I've mashed and berries I've crushed. I've made an artichoke, and that's not all. I've also whipped cream and beaten an egg. Yes, I've even made a melon ball. Of all the things above, I'm guilty. If punished, I would know just why. But I've never harmed an onion, so why should they make me cry? Oh, why should they make me cry?
Here's a song that I did once with a band called So Far So Good, when I had a band. But then they wanted to get paid or something. They're just completely unreasonable about it. Oh, well, I love my job and I love my girl. Tell me, who could ask for more? I was washing windows on a 92nd floor. Suddenly a gust of wind come up and swept me from where I stood. And as I fall past the 80th floor, I say, so far so good, so far so good. I'm in trouble now, you bet, so far so good. But I am not dead yet. I got a color TV. I got a water bed. I got a dishwashing machine. I got a stereo with the biggest speakers you have ever seen. I got a real nice place on a real nice street in a real nice neighborhood. And as I fall past the 40th floor, I say, so far so good, so far so good. Yes, I know there ain't no net, so far so good. But I am not dead yet. Well, yesterday, I bought some flowers at the flower store. I tucked my shirt tail in, I took a taxi to her door. I said, Mary, would you marry me? She said, you know I would. And as I fall past the 20th floor, I say, so far so good, so far so good. Things look bad, but don't forget, so far so good, that I am not dead yet. Well, I believe truth will come and show us all the way. I believe that love will light the sky and set us free someday. I believe that we will learn to live in peace and brotherhood. And as I fall past the second floor, I say, so far so good, so far so good. Yes, I know there ain't no net, so far so good. But I am not dead, I am not dead, I am not dead yet. Thank you.
Now that's an optimist for you, isn't it? The optimist and the pessimist, the difference is quite droll. The optimist sees the donut, and the pessimist sees the hole. That's Andy Breckman, and he's a very, very funny folk singer. He's the one who wrote Railroad Bill and some other very funny songs. I will definitely be playing material off that CD as time goes on. I think we're done, right, Harry?
Yes, Steve, we are done, but just don't touch that section right there.
You mean the part where the show's broken? Sorry, touched it by accident.
Don't touch it! What's the matter with you?
Say goodbye, Harry.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Knock on Wood is produced at the Knock on Wood Studios in Woodstock, New York. The show's written and produced by me, Steve Charney. And I always like to mention at this time, if you're at all interested in having us perform at any event that you're having, and we're talking about parties or theaters or schools, we promote literacy in the school, maybe you're, any event, give us a call at 845-246-7898. You can also email me, steve@stevecharney.com. You can check out my website, stevecharney.com, see what we look like, see what products we have for sale. Or maybe you just want to email and comment on the show. We're happy to hear from you. Okay, bye-bye, everyone.